Issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Hi, I'm Janelle Hale, founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Early detection saved my life. It could save yours, too. To learn more about what every woman needs to know about breast cancer, visit nbcf.org.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
A mostly sunny sky on this Friday with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers developing after midnight. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Rain showers likely Saturday morning, but they should remain on the light side. Mostly cloudy and drier in the afternoon with a milder high of 54. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef X-Line.
It's a new year, but for kids in poverty around the world, things are still desperate. Join Compassion with your one-time $40 gift to provide a COVID relief kit to a family in poverty. Text the word GIVE to 83393. That's GIVE to 83393.
Hour 3 of the Bloom Daddy Radio Network starts right now on WJAS Pittsburgh, WKBN Youngstown, WHLO Akron, WWVA Wheeling, WLTP Parkersburg. Your host has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. Bloom Daddy.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
I'm telling you, the system has slowed down the opens. I got to go back to the old opens. They've slowed them down. I don't know what to say. She doesn't talk that slow. Everybody in the studio is looking at me laughing. I'm like, they didn't sound like that.
Listen, I've never seen as many red faces in my life when your pants fell down and everybody was embarrassed for you.
Do you know how many emails I've received of people going, Jesus, it sounds like an intro for hardcore porn. I'm like, it didn't sound like that when we cut them.
Yeah, we might have to go back to the other ones.
I haven't mentioned today yet, Major League Baseball spring training games will begin this Sunday. Anybody fired up for baseball? What is your big baseball guy? I never got into baseball last season.
Spring training is what it is. I mean, it lets you know that warmer weather is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Summer's here. Yeah, summer's here. Stink, what about you? Fired up for baseball or no?
No.
No? Sam?
No. It's the indicator. That's all it is.
Summer's here. Yep. Okay. Fair enough. I had a chance last week to talk to Bassem Youssef, comedian. He's coming to the Funny Stop Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls, March 11th through the 13th. You know, and when I saw his bio, I thought, I got to talk more extensively to this guy, because how many opportunities do you get to talk to a heart surgeon who then created the most popular political satire show in the Middle East, was dubbed the Jon Stewart of the Middle East because of it, but he ticked off the wrong people. Arrested, interrogated, eventually had to escape a dictatorship in his home country, Egypt, to find refuge here. And oh, by the way, he also wrote a children's book, The Magical Reality of Nadia. So, I mean, this guy's all over the place. He's actually been on, when it was, the Jon Stewart show. And he's on the show right now, Bassem Youssef, comedian. Bassem, good Friday morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, because the last time I talked to you, you were in California. But to get you on this early, I had to wait for you to hit the East Coast on your comedy tour. Where are you playing this weekend?
Oh, I have no idea where I am in America. I think it's seriously. It's this little town called Timonium, Maryland.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. No, seriously, it's just like comedy, like, sends you in like weird places in the world, right? It's like, it's crazy. I mean, it's a small town which is like about like 30 minutes drive from Baltimore in Maryland,
okay.
And I try to find interesting stuff about the city or the town. So there was like an article that says that, like, five things that you should know about Timonium. So I read the articles used in my set. So first of all, two of them were so unimportant, so I already forgot them. And the third one, they are like the place for the state fair, which is a big deal. And then the fourth one, they said, like, Abraham Lincoln passed by this city twice. wait, it gets better.
Okay.
Okay. So the first time he passed, it was a stop on his way to give the Gettysburg Address. All right, not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Right.
I mean, like, he just, like, stopped at it. Like, he just, like, he stopped on the way. And then the second time he passed it, it was after his assassination. So he kind of, like, so the second time he passed it as a dead body. So that is, like, the claim of fame. And then the fifth thing I knew about Timonium is that it was home for one of the vice presidents. He was the vice president of President Nixon, and he resigned because of fraud. So it's kind of like this.
Yeah. Well, at least you have some. You got some material for your act.
Yeah. So right now I'm here for the weekend. I did a show yesterday, and I have four more shows today and tomorrow. Which is I don't know who's coming to this town. It's crazy.
All right. Well, you're going to be at the Funny Stop Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls, March 11th through the 13th. But you know, when I saw your background, I mean, you were a cardiovascular surgeon for 13 years. How do you just leave a career like that behind and start going into comedy and political satire? Were you burned out? Did you just want something new?
No, I mean, like, the thing is, like, I didn't actually plan for it. I mean, there was a revolution, and I went to the streets with other doctors in order to help the other protesters that were injured in the clashes. And then when you are there in the streets, you realize that there are two types of reality. There's the reality that you see on the streets, people wanting democracy, wanting change, and then you go back to your home and you switch on the television and you discover that there's a different reality propagated by the state-run media. And I know that, like, you're just getting to know the whole thing about fake news, but we've got them for 7,000 years. We're very ancient. Mm-hmm. So I got, like, very pissed because by how the news were lying to us. So, and I was always inspired by Jon Stewart, so I started to do these YouTube videos satirizing state-run media. I didn't think of it because at that time I was just waiting for my final papers because I was already accepted to start a fellowship in Cleveland. So I was coming your way. I was coming to Cleveland as a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then the revolution happened. I did the videos, didn't think any of it. And then suddenly millions of people watching the YouTube video. And it's becoming viral. I'm being recognized everywhere. Patients are recognizing me in the morning rounds in the hospital. And it was a little bit mixed because, like, oh, you're the funny guy from the internet. And then the second question, are you going to operate on me? So yeah, so it's kind of like it was a little bit weird. And then, like, suddenly now every single TV network wanting to hire me to do the show on the television. And now I have to choose between fame and money and exposure and you know, a big show. And then I have to between that and Cleveland. So you can understand it's not a very difficult decision to make. So I chose the money. So now I have... So I started that, and then just, like, it took off.
You were actually arrested, interrogated, and you had to escape Egypt, right, over your political satire?
Yes. So under the Islamists, I was interrogated. I was accused of four accounts, insulting Islam, insulting the president, spreading false rumors and disrupting the fabric of society, whatever the hell that means. And then I was interrogated for 6 hours. And it was crazy because for 6 hours, I mean, the whole interrogation was about them asking me to explain my jokes, which is the worst thing that you can make a comedian say.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna sit there and explain your jokes.
It was not like, did you insult the president? It was like, what did you mean by this joke? And I said, like, and I would say nothing. I said, so why did the people laugh? I said, why don't you go ask them? And it was like, and it was painful because, you know, for 6 hours they were asking me, you know, when you have your jokes, you know, repeated back to you. And the one thing that I was thinking, these jokes are not very funny. So it's kind of like I had to, I went back on bail and I fired half of my staff because the jokes were not funny. But and under the military, I had my show canceled twice and I had, like, a lot of persecution under the military, and then I had to escape eventually.
All right, well, once again, I'm talking to Bassem Youssef, comedian. He's going to be at the Funny Stop in Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls, March 11th through the 13th. All right, so now you're in America. You're on a comedy tour. You also have a book out. You wrote a children's book. what made you do this? And it's been a big success.
Yes. So my agents and Scholastic, we were talking together about these topics. Like they asked us, like, why don't you write a children's book? It's like, why would I write a children's book? I have no experience. And she said, like, well, think about it. Maybe your experience will inspire you to do a children's book. So I did go back home and I thought about it. And I see all of the problems that we have as adults. You know, the whole thing about, like, being scared of each other, being frightened of each other, being suspicious of each other, not understanding each other's backgrounds. This all starts in childhood, right? Mm-hmm. So it is like all of our problems in adults really start from the childhood. So I thought, like, this age period between 9 and 14, this age bracket of children, nobody is talking to them in their books about acceptance, empathy, about understanding a person who comes from a different background. So I took Nadia's character, my daughter's name, mm-hmm. and I thought, like, what would happen to an immigrant child in a school if she's not being understood? And then what will be the kind of, like, the funny, magical tool that we can use to tell the story? So I was someone who was always fascinated by Egyptian ancient history. So I kind of, like, made the book in a way, in a kind of a magical, it's a magical story engine where Nadia goes back to history with her mentor, an ancient Egyptian teacher. It's like, imagine him as, like, Aladdin. The Aladdin's genie, right?
Right.
He goes back and forth, and then when she goes back, she understands more about her history, and then she comes back to her daily life as a schoolgirl in America, and it kind of helps her define who she is, and kind of, like, it helps her with her problems as a present-day immigrant child.
All right.
Yeah, so and it was really, yeah, great.
Okay, so the book's title is The Magical Reality of Nadia. Listen, Bassem, I got to get going, but real quick, I want to ask you, you were talking about state-run media in Egypt. Do you see any similarities between what we're seeing here in America? Because depending on what channel you're watching, they seem to be a cheerleader for their particular side rather than objective and telling the people what they want to hear. Do you see any similarities?
No, I mean, like, there is similarities, of course, of approach of, like, the complete bias. But the huge different thing is that in Egypt, or most of the Arab countries, there are not any space for any other opinion to be said. So you can, for example, here watch Fox News and say, oh, they're biased, or CNN, they're biased, but nobody is shutting down the other channel.
Right.
You know, nobody is shutting down. So at least here, you can have a choice to choose whatever side you are.
Well, Bassem, I appreciate your time. Good luck at the Funny Stop Comedy Club, and good luck in that little town you're in now, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. That's Bassem Youssef, comedian, former heart surgeon. He's going to be at the Funny Stop Comedy Club March 11th through the 13th in Cuyahoga Falls. Top headlines coming your way next.
Radio 1170, WWVA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Into the World of Tomorrow's Monsters, a scripted podcast starring Golden Globe nominee John Boyega and Emmy winner Darren Criss. In this sci-fi thriller podcast, a shadowy corporation seeks to enhance human evolution by eliminating the need for sleep.
What are the repercussions when we give corporations direct access to our brains? At what point are we no longer just consumers? At what point do we become their product?
Listen to Tomorrow's Monsters on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Porterfield's drive-thru at St. Clair, so it's your home for Val 6 diesel heaters. 99% efficient, no noise, and best of all, no fumes. Also, if you need calcium, salt, urea by the bag or skid, Porterfield's drive-thru can take care of you. What about dog vaccines, rabies, 10-way and 6-way puppy shots? Stop at Porterfield's where you can get loaded up and be on your way in the time it takes you to park and walk into those big box stores. Take it from Bloom Daddy. Porterfield's drive-thru has everything you need, including an owner whose claim to fame is everything he knows he learned from an Amish butter churner.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year. Their Barnesville location is now open and offering accessible, quality medical care to even more residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care in Barnesville accepts most insurance plans and provides services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, a primary care One Health program, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment for the Barnesville location. Call 740-699-0940.
This is a look at the Trinity Health System community calendar. All COVID evaluation and outpatient testing will return to the Wintersville Express Care location. The hours of operation will be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. The drive-through COVID evaluation and testing center located at the Trinity East Campus is now closed. If you'd like your information on the Trinity Health System community calendar, email us at ovcommunitycalendar@iheartmedia.com. That's ovcommunitycalendar@iheartmedia.com.
The Pike 40 Restaurant and Bar is the home of fresh food and local favorites. Handcrafted dishes, craft beer, and signature cocktails make the Pike 40 the perfect choice for lunch, dinner, or drinks. The Pike 40, exit 208 in Morristown.
Do you want great cuts of meat? How about tremendous prices? Macaroni salad, bacon, mustards, hot sauces, and some of the best, most unique flavored sausage around? Well, you can find it all at Jacob & Sons Quality Meats in Martins Ferry. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. You can check out everything I just mentioned and a whole lot more at jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com. This place is family-owned and operated, and they take care of you, the customer. That's why they've been around for over four decades. As far as my favorites, I'm asked all the time. I'm just going to tell you this. Everything. Just try everything.
Having trouble with your four-wheel drive system? Seek out the experts at WheelingTire.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Bloom Daddy.
Like 8:23 on your Friday. Hope you're having a good one. Top headlines out there. We launched airstrikes yesterday evening on facilities in Syria used by an Iran-backed Iraqi militia. Go ahead and figure that one out. One of the members of the Hezbollah militia was killed. Several others wounded. Matter of fact, I saw an update. I think like 17 people killed. This was carried out in retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed a civilian contractor, wounded a U.S. service member, and other coalition troops. You got a Pentagon spokesman saying earlier, and I quote, "The operation sends an unambiguous message. President Biden will act to protect American coalition personnel." But you've got people calling out the Biden administration right now over past Twitter messages. As I said before, everything you say, whether it's on camera, social media, what have you, can easily be dug up. But yet some of these politicians either don't care or don't think that, because if you go back to 2017, Jen Psaki, who's now the White House press secretary, questioned what the Trump administration's legal authority for strikes was in Syria following a Trump-ordered military action. She said Assad's a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. And if you go back to April of 2017, Trump launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack that the Assad regime carried out against its own people. But yet you've got Psaki and Biden back then criticizing the Trump organization for doing just that. Even progressive U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, the Democrat out of Minnesota, one of the squad members, retweeted Psaki's old post, writing sarcastically, "Great question." October 2019, then presidential candidate Joe Biden called then President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria erratic and impulsive. So politics at its worst here once again. When you don't like the guy, when you're going up against the guy, you criticize everything, even though it's the right move. And then you get in there and you do the exact same thing and you expect nobody to call you out on it. How about an opinion article published online Thursday? This was by Nicholas Kristof. Now, Nicholas Kristof is a top liberal columnist for the New York Times. What did he say in this article? He blamed Democrats for basically the harm inflicted on millions of the nation's children by all these school closures. He described it as a tragedy we haven't adequately confronted. He noted at least one Democrat, Rhode Island's governor, pushed for schools to reopen in her state, and kids there are better off because she did. So what he's saying is millions of the nation's schoolchildren have missed in-person learning for many months because of anti-Trump sentiment by Democrats. That's it. It wasn't because of science. It was because they wanted Trump out of office and they hated him, so they weren't going to do anything he wanted them to do. I remember when he came out, Otis, what was it, like April, May of 2020, and he said kids need to be in school. And I remember saying on this show, I wish he wouldn't say that because they're going to do the direct opposite.
Yeah, I believe it was after Easter, and it was kind of like he wanted them back in school so that they could finish out the school year.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't remember exactly when it was, but yeah, it was sometime after Easter.
So this top liberal columnist for the New York Times, he cited some of the latest findings from organizations that have been tracking the impact of school closures, and he cited a high school dropout rate that's increased by nearly 4%. That was an estimate from the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. And he also talked about how fewer college-educated workers are going to be the nation's labor force. And it's going to mean lower incomes for employees. And it's going to likely worsen the achievement gap between children from wealthier families and those from low-income families. The good part about all of this is there's been some pushback from parents. In Los Angeles, some parents organized what they called a Zoom blackout, demanding that they have more say in when schools reopen. In New Jersey, some parents held a rally Monday, calling for their school district, local teachers union, to reach a deal on resuming in-person classes. Parents need to get involved. You need to push this. Remember, teachers work for you. You pay their salaries when it comes to public schools. They are your employees, yet they're calling all the shots in some of these cities. And they're not following the science. This is simply ego and power. I mean, I think the public school teachers unions in a lot of these states have lost any credibility they may have had. I don't think they have any left. None. Zero. Parents have got to push the issue. Acting Capitol Police Chief saying that congressional security officials saw no intelligence about a credible threat of this massive attack on the Capitol January 6th. You had Yogananda Pittman testifying in a House hearing and said police were simply unprepared for the scale of the attack.
The department was not ignorant of intelligence indicating an attack of the size and scale we encountered on the 6th. The Capitol lockdown was not properly executed. Some of the officers were unsure of when to use lethal force.
I don't think we need a hearing to tell us that we were unprepared and that people missed signs of possible violence. I think that is 100% clear.
Yeah.
But yet we're going to spend all this time
and
all this testimony and all this money telling us the obvious. And Mr. Potato Head has gone gender neutral. Now, from what I understand, the box is just simply going to say Potato Head. But inside, you're still going to get Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head. Now, toy makers have been updating their classic brands to appeal to kids today. Some are saying this is the latest. I think it's about marketing, although I could be wrong because I said, who the hell buys a Mr. Potato Head anymore? But, Sam, we've had calls earlier this morning saying it's still a popular toy for young kids.
It was in Toy Story. That's why.
Okay.
So it's a...
But Toy Story was released how many years ago?
Well, there's been four of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe the greatest character because it was Rickles that did the voice for Mr. Potato Head.
I have a lot of friends with young kids, and I've never once heard them say, "Hey, man, I just ran out and bought my kid a Mr. Potato Head." I have not heard that ever. Rapid Fire with Otis coming your way next.